Test, 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 test.
Oh my goodness.
I felt like we talked over each other a little too much.
The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and family closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got Will Meadows.
Sarah Meadows.
Kevin Dill.
Melissa Dill.
Katie Pills.
And Ryan Pills.
In the house! Another exciting game night that we just got back from. We were hanging out with a bunch of people. I always forget to count how many people were there. Any guesses?
So close to 40.
40.
Wow.
That was very cool.
The tables were filled.
I actually felt bad because I kind of brought fewer games than I normally do. I was a little running behind. I only got like two bags worth. And then I got there and I was like, there's so many people.
Yeah. Well, there was also tons of people for the storm. There was like a storm that came through.
Yes. And the building next door lost power, but we did not.
What?
Whoa.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, I'm scared. Yeah, generator going.
Energies. Yeah. Did they really?
I don't know.
They made special accoutrements just for us.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I enjoyed about tonight is we had a lot of guests from out of state tonight.
Really? Yeah. A couple of North Carolinians and we're in Cincinnati.
And then we had some friends from Pennsylvania come down. So very cool.
The travel.
And before we talk further,
let's mention that this episode we are going to be talking about three games coming to Kickstarter the week of July 2nd, 2018. So don't forget our Kickstarter Conniption segment coming up soon.
Cool.
Yes.
But what were you playing tonight?
Well, what was I planning?
Yeah, what we're doing
for this special episode?
No, playing. Board games, Will.
You're always planning something, Will.
This is true.
And we're always like, awesome.
Tonight, zero plans. But I was playing a bunch of different games. I taught a bunch of people how to play Gizmos, which is
cool, man. That was great. Yeah. I love that game.
I want to play a full version of the game.
I've only ever
played the demo.
And Ryan was kicking tail.
I know. I feel like if I played the whole thing, I could have some sort of satisfaction. Like closure. I just need the closure of knowing I can whoop everybody at this
game. But Katie, if she plays you, she's not going to go easy.
She's practiced up.
I only played that one demo game with Ryan.
Sarah's going to win.
I did not actually demo Gizmos, so.
And Origins.
Bring it, Sarah. Let's do this.
The showdown of Gizmos.
I tried a totally different strategy tonight because I knew I was playing with all new people, and so I tried to get to 16 cards as fast as I possibly could, so I was just buying all the little low ones.
Mm-hmm.
They actually were pretty good. I won. I don't know if that was just because they've never played or if that's a legitimate strategy, but next time I'll try it again and see what happens.
I don't know. The strategy that I saw, at least for the demos, it was just kids that use this strategy, which also blew my mind that only kids use this. But they bought, if there was a level 3 that was worth 4 points, they would buy that very first card.
File it?
They would file it, get the bonus action for filing, and then they would win the game, beating all the parents and adults that they played.
Interesting. Yep.
To give that one a try.
The inside track on Gizmos.
But Will was super jealous about a game that Katie and Melissa and I and some others were playing.
So I start demoing a game in the corner, and I'm like teaching all these people how to play it, and I look over, and what's Katie busted out?
Pococo.
I still have not gotten to play it.
No. You're never going to play it.
Apparently.
Don't worry, we'll bust it out again.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you get to play it?
I did.
Yeah, what'd you think?
My mind was blown the first round because even though I love trick-taking games and I've played a lot of trick-taking games,
it's different.
It is a lot different.
You see everyone's hand except your own. Not even your own, but the
main way to get points is bidding. And so you have to bid, like, Melissa is going to be playing this hand to her left. How is she going to play that hand to win what she's bid on?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you may tank some
like cards because you only want
to score two.
Someone's hand to score two tricks.
Huh.
So you may play so that hand only scores two. So yeah, it kind of throws everything.
It throws everything into confusion.
There's a lot more thinking.
It is a lot more.
Dude, it is like a gamery like trick taking game because it's got like. I know it's not Hanabi, but it's got the Hanabi where you can't see yours, you can see everyone else's. You've got the betting on people. You've got this trick to it. It's like, whew.
There are a lot of levels of thought that have to go into it. And we had a poor guy sit down, and he's like, yeah, I'll play this. And he was super excited, and he had no idea how to play a trick-taking game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You need to know how to play trick-taking.
We introduced it to him, and he caught on to trick-taking, but he was like, this is not... it was not a good game to start off playing, learning a trick-taking.
Didn't you say you played this with your sister, too, and she didn't quite get it either or something like that?
Yeah, we played it with Ryan's sister.
Yeah, my sister and brother-in-law, they both sat down and said, yeah, we know what a trick-taking game is. We're like, okay, so, you know, there's so many suits, and this color is going to be Trump. And then later in the game, they're like, so how does Trump work? We're like, that's fundamental
trick taking game. Yeah,
I don't even know how to talk to you right now. Just get out.
Well, it was more like, we're done. They were just done after two rounds.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, but it's a lot deeper game.
I saw a couple games of raids going on from Yellow.
Yeah, I played a game of raids with Robert and Lincoln.
Yeah,
and Katie. Me.
Yeah, well, I play with Katie all the time.
Did Lincoln school you guys? Was that
Lincoln did surprisingly well. Yeah. He did score the lowest, but it was fun to play with him and just see his interesting strategy.
We're talking about my 8-year-old, so yeah.
And it was a lot of fun.
I
played the demo at Origins. This was my first time playing the full game, so it was a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah. I played, I actually don't know what it's called. It's the new Renegade one where you stack the dogs on top of each other.
Circus Puppy!
That game, yeah. I pulled it out because there was like a bunch of kids who were sitting there wanting something to do, and I was like, oh, I'm sure we can figure this out as we go. So we start just like pulling out components, and I'm like, yeah, go ahead, you just stack one while I read the rules. And it took me like way too long. We were like halfway through the game and I was like, okay, now this turn, do this instead.
This is a dexterity game for adults, but looks supposed for kids.
It does, exactly. And they actually did really well with it. There could have been more strategy to it than what we were obviously applying. We were just like, can I get it to stay and not fall off? And the funny thing is, they actually beat me at the fake rules that we used because by the time it would get to my turn every time, the dog pile would be like
super high.
30 dogs high. Yeah, and I'm knocking it over every time and not getting any points. So that was pretty cool. Did you guys play anything else that was fun?
We played Rising 5, a full game from Gray Fox Games. It was pretty fun. I really liked it.
Yeah, we had really good luck at the beginning having several of the symbols.
Ooh, you get the right ones to start with.
Not in the correct spaces, but we knew some of them were correct, so we only had to find two more symbols. Mm-hmm. So
you have to not only find out what symbols are in your pattern, but then you have to put them in the right pattern.
Right.
So.
Yeah, very cool. I wonder, I'm sure somebody could write this into the app, but it seems like they should just make the game easier the first couple times you play it. Like, this is the first time the app has been used. 3 out of 4 are correct.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that could, may or may not happen, but I mean, you could get really lucky.
Right. Right?
But the game, you can put different levels.
Oh, okay.
Based on the number of like red suns that are in the deck.
Oh.
So kind of like Pandemic, where you put more epidemics in to make it harder. Mm-hmm. In this one, you can put more red suns into the deck. Makes the
days in sooner or something.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very cool.
And then I taught several games of Thanos Rising.
Mm-hmm.
Always and wonder. We made the consensus that when kids play the game, they always win.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but both games I taught tonight, that happened. And the one family, they own the game and were excited to play it again. And they said,
use the new expansion promo that we picked up at Origins?
Whoa, that's right.
The new axe that Thor gets or whatever?
Stormbreaker.
Yeah, cool. I should know that. I'm sorry.
Yes, I know. such a fail in your Marvel.
Wow.
But, so I find it interesting that all the games I've played, if the kids play with us, we win.
Well, I think,
and if it's adults, we usually lose terribly. Yeah,
Chris, the guy from North Carolina, said that they lost.
This is the third time I've played, the first time I played with the actual rules being correct.
Yes.
And it was interesting because me and the guy I was playing with, we'd both played before, but we didn't quite know what was going on. So we were constantly like, Liam, how do you play this game? He'd be like, oh, you're doing this wrong. Play it this way. I'm like, oh, okay, Liam, what happens when this goes on? It was your son was a valuable GM. Resource.
Good. All right. Yes.
And they were doing well.
Yeah.
Taking it was the best advice we've ever of done. Children.
They yeah. play all the time. Like, they literally have neighbor friends over and play every other day.
Do you feel it was close? Did you just, like, wipe?
Oh, yeah. It was the longest it's ever gone for me. Right. But, yeah, I think we were doing really well.
Cool.
I didn't get to finish.
Oh, you didn't finish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I know at the very beginning you guys pulled out the mind.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't play it.
I think that game is difficult with people you don't know.
Yeah.
At all. Like,
oh,
I didn't,
wow.
I had never totally met senior. Any of the other people I played with.
That's funny.
And so it,
you can't.
Totally out of
yeah.
Sync.
Yeah.
It yeah. Was, I was going to say, well, I tried playing it with Kevin and Melissa just the other day just to introduce it to them because it was a quiet game that we could do while everybody else was filming.
Yeah.
And we were like so out of sync on some of them. But there was yes. a few times where it was, like, miraculous. Like, we just happened to have, like, 91, 92, 93 and laid them in the right order. Right. It was like, what?
That was pretty cool. And then we played a Shuriken at the right time, and it was, like, 51,
52,
53.
Yeah.
Got rid of those at the right time. So
yeah.
That was pretty
there
cool.
was a couple of times we were, like, super on, but if we were off, we were, like, super off.
Every time we play, Sarah is, like, she holds out way too long.
Will doesn't right. have the patience.
I'm like,
Will,
that's
no,
that's I got a
Will's
50.
Like,
I've been waiting for a half hour. I'm playing.
No, Will's like, 5 seconds. I've looked at my hand for 5 seconds. I'm gonna go with 50 as the starting number. What?
Like,
Will,
Sarah, you waited forever. Play that 20. That's hilarious. Well, why don't we roll from this into a word from our sponsor?
This episode is sponsored by our local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games.
Now, I think, Katie, you were telling us some story about just last week or something.
I was. Well, it was actually last month.
Oh, okay.
My mom was here, and we took her to Boardwalk.
Oh, cool.
And she was walking around looking at stuff. Ryan and I were actually there to specifically buy miniatures for
good,
a game
good.
That we were playing.
Which one?
What game?
Pathfinder.
Nice.
So we were looking for those. So we left my mom to kind of wander around and look at the store herself. And Sherry actually came
oh, yeah.
by and was helping her out and, like, suggesting games to her. And it was super nice. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I'm actually here with Ryan and Katie. She's like, oh, yeah, I know those guys. So she was super nice.
She probably
nice.
Knew the whole time. She was like, oh, yeah. There's Katie's mom. Let's go.
Well,
she was selling
she
it.
Was,
fishing.
Yeah, my mom bought several games.
Oh, did she?
She was super excited, though, to have somebody give her information about what games she might be interested in, depending on what games she liked,
cool.
what ages yeah. she was going to be playing with, how many people. So
yeah,
my
she
mom
was
really
looking
liked
for
it.
A very specific kind of game, something that adults could enjoy playing with kids, because our brother, or Katie's brother, has some foster kids
okay.
that
yeah.
she ends up watching sometimes. So she was looking for something that she could play with these kids, but that they could also play by themselves and entertain themselves when she wants to go in the corner and read a book.
That's
so,
awesome.
And
yeah.
have them be quiet.
So this so. Was, yeah, so she was looking up for something specific, but it was really nice that she could walk into a game store and they could help her choose that instead of just looking on the internet and saying, oh, I hope this works for what I want.
Yeah,
so.
And Sherry gave her some great recommendations. I think she had maybe 8 games that really were
that.
Great for that.
Yeah.
And she
we
just
narrowed
it down
to
like, yeah, I think she bought 4.
Are you going to tell us? Which 4 did she get? King Domino.
I cannot remember actually which one she got. Like,
13 clues.
2 of them I had not heard of, but
ooh.
We played together
yeah,
when we got
it.
Home.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
that
a
was,
great one.
Yeah, and we played it, and it actually was fun.
Timeline.
Oh, and Set.
Yeah,
oh,
and
cool.
Set. Yeah, we've played that one. I was gonna say it's been a while now. I can't remember which ones. There was one I had not heard of before.
That is cool. I always like when yeah. I go in there because they are super helpful. Like, I'll be looking for, do you guys have this? No, but we can order right now. Do you want it? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, always cool. I think they've got, I mean, they've got stuff going on over there all the time. I think we were just looking at some of their lunchtime game plays,
yeah.
and Pokemon mm-hmm. tournaments and Magic and all that cool stuff. So we need to get over there soon and do like some kind of big Danger Mouse game night.
That'd yeah,
cool.
we should do it.
That'd be cool. All right, so from here, should we go into our Kickstarter conniption?
Yeah.
Why do you always do that? It's like, should we do it? Let's just do it.
Kickstarter Conniption.
All right, Kevin, why don't you start us off?
So on July 3rd, Snowdonia, the deluxe master set, is coming to Kickstarter. Now, this the base game was actually launched back in 2012, and since then they've done expansions and promotion, like promo material, and they're putting this all into one huge Kickstarter with a new scenario called the Bluebell Line. And so it's a 1-5 player worker placement game, and looks like it's got going to be some really cool stuff with some nice wooden components, and yeah, looks like it's going to be pretty cool. Snowdonia Deluxe Master Set coming July 3rd.
So this is a whole, this is a whole box set of all of the expansions. Everything with the original game?
Okay. Plus this new scenario.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, fine.
Wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, it's a worker placement game too, so.
Yeah.
It's got to be good. So. So Ryan, what do you got?
Also coming July 3rd is Sea of Plunder from Three Nail Games. We actually met the designer, Rusty Lumpkin, at Origins. I don't remember if you guys remember him.
Yeah, Rusty.
He found us in the hall, and he's a great guy, very friendly. I lost my train of thought. Yeah, Sea of Plunder. Yeah.
So we've gotten to play it.
Yeah.
You also have a prototype of this?
Yeah, and we will have a video coming soon of this one.
Preview video. This is next week.
It'll probably be live when this comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will be.
So,
I'm sure.
Sea of Plunder is a 2-4 player nautical adventure game.
Cool.
Where you are merchant ships seeking to collect goods from different islands and also uncover treasure from a treasure island that roams around the board.
Ooh.
Whenever you collect the treasure, the island disappears and shows up somewhere else. And as the game goes on, more treasure islands come out. So it escalates how quickly the game's going. And while you're doing all of this, there's also pirates that you are controlling. So on your turn, you will draw a couple cards. Any event cards that you draw will get played immediately. And then you will play a card, and the card has a certain template for how you move. And you have to have north.
It's like grid-based. I saw the board. It's like a grid-based
board. It is grid-based. So you move in the pattern shown on
That's
the card.
Cool.
But then
and
you
can
get
use a token to manipulate the pattern, to like rotate it. And then at the end of your turn, you discard a card, and that card controls how the pirates move. Mm. And
so you're trying to like run a pirate ship into somebody else's space.
Yeah. Every movement is really crucial because every movement you do that causes you to come into contact with something else has an effect. So if you come into contact with another player, you gain a card or steal a card from them. If you come in contact with an island, if it's a treasure island, you get treasure. If it's a port island, you get goods. If you come into contact with a pirate, you lose goods or you gain debt. And at the end of the game, which is when somebody has 3 treasures or the pirates have collected 6, then all your treasures are worth points. Your goods are worth points depending on sets of different goods. And
yeah, so there's like some set collection in there too.
Yeah.
And so if you can't imagine, as we've already told you this, Ryan's excellent with
movement.
Tactical movement. So you can guess who won when we've played.
Yeah.
It's been Ryan. No, I was like, I'm gonna really fast just try to zip around and get 3 treasures and then the game real fast. And meantime, Ryan's collected all these like great, like he's actually getting as many treasures as I am, but he's also collecting all these other resources, so he totally blows me out of the water.
Did you still enjoy it, Katie?
Oh yeah. It's a neat game.
So it's a light strategy game with some set collection and a nautical piratical theme.
Piratical.
So
that sounds like
out,
fire.
It does.
Yeah. Check out Sea of Plunder, July 3rd.
July 2nd, Meyer Marsh from Room 17 Games is coming to Kickstarter.
Room 17.
It's a 1-5 player strategy game with some really cool looking art. You play as like these goblins who are trying to become the Goblin King, and you do all kinds of things in the game, like slay monsters and slaughter a unicorn.
Don't say that.
Sounds kind of sad.
But they're just goblins.
But it looks really cool. It looks like if they hit all their stretch goals, it's going to be a pretty sick package because there's all kinds of really cool goblin miniatures. It's a tile-based game as well, so it looks like you're either doing tile revealing or tile placement. And then there's a bunch of different cards and things because you've got spells and weapons and tools and pets and all kinds of crazy stuff that you can use.
Goblin
to,
pets.
Yeah, it's kind of cool looking to beat each other up with. And the art is very, very consistent. Looks really, really sharp. It looks like it's a pretty reasonable price, too. I don't know what £45 translates to in dollars.
Probably like it's 60 maybe?
Yeah.
But it looks like I'm a pretty big package for what their goal is. So check out Meyer Marsh on July 2nd if you're interested in that one.
Sarah?
Yes. So I would like to mention something about the Kickstarter that we ran for our Season 5 back in March and February. So we finally got to pick up the last of the promos that we needed to ship out to back. Yep. So I have finished shipping the last 150 promos to backer or backer promos this week.
Everyone thanks Sarah.
Sarah
did like all of this.
Yes. Hopefully everything arrived great. But I do have to say, I love doing this part of some of the background things because I get to ship all these promos out to backers all over the world,
which is
super cool. I love the fact that if I visited pretty much every country in Europe, I could probably meet up with any one of these people.
Sarah's got this plan.
Airbnb or just stay at backer or board game backer.
Yeah. But I did find a backer from a country I hadn't even heard of before.
Yeah, I totally had heard of it because my geography is awesome.
We had a backer in New Caledonia.
Which New Caledonia is a real place.
Isn't that the name of a board game?
What?
I'm pretty sure I played that board game.
It's a island in the South Pacific. It's actually owned by France.
I don't even know where that is.
Wow. And it's near Tonga and Fiji.
That's
just
awesome.
Just north of...
Wow.
And you sent them some things
for
us?
Yeah, it's just a little island country.
It's a little island, yeah.
And they play board games there.
There are awesome people part. Playing board games there.
Which promos did they get? Do you
I
know?
Don't remember. There were so many.
We could have known, like, and they love whatever. Steam Court in New Caledonia.
Send them a little like thank you. Yeah, that's awesome.
That is so neat.
Thank you for supporting us.
So if you listen to this podcast and in the next week you don't receive your backer rewards, contact
us.
Well,
it'll probably take longer than a week
if you live in New Caledonia.
So when are we going to see the New Caledonia board gamer t-shirt?
Ooh. What shape is that?
It's just a
little island.
We've done pretty good on those. We should have a tally somewhere of like all the state shirts that we've sent out for our board gamer tees.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're not probably at 50 at all, even close. But
no, we're not.
Quarter of the way there. How far?
All 50? Because we've done like multiple shirts up from 4 8.
Yeah, I do have to say lots this of Ohio last and week, lots of... Virginia has pulled into the lead. Before that, it was my home state of Nebraska. So thank you, Nebraska gamers, because that we had sent out the most Nebraska shirts before this last week.
That's crazy.
I know. I was surprised to see how many Nebraska shirts were going out. I was like, board gaming is huge in Nebraska.
Yeah,
that's cool. Well, it's kind of cold there.
No, it's actually extremes. Extreme cold in the winter, but extreme hot in the summer. Okay,
so they want to stay inside. Extreme cold and extreme hot.
They do have, what's the board game store that we go to every time we're out there?
Spielbound,
which is a really cool, like...
I've seen pictures of that.
Yeah, part of it is just, like, it's not huge or anything like that, but it's just really nice.
Okay.
Like, the restaurant area is really nice and cool, has this great pub feel, and then the board game area is really cool. Like, it's fun.
So we're going to create a tantrum house like that in Greenville?
We should definitely do that. Someday, on the bucket list.
We'll just have all our arms and power.
Come to the tantrum house.
That's right.
And it's going to be awesome.
On site.
Sweet.
That'd be real cool. So we got 4th of July coming up as well.
Yes.
What's you guys' plans for that?
Big water balloon fight.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Is this a regular thing for you guys?
It happens
second
once
annual?
Every two
three
years.
3 years.
Biannual?
This will be our second triannual.
Yeah. It happens when we can't make it back to my family's place for the 4th of July. So the 4th of July is on a Wednesday.
Do you put, like, food coloring in the water balloons and shoot them up in the air and shoot them so that it's, like water balloon fireworks?
That would be cool, Kevin. Why don't you come to our waterboard fight?
You're invited. You can.
I think last time we had colored balloons, but I'm not sure. Maybe they gave those to my nephew.
Yeah. Like colored wine?
I bought, well, yeah.
Oh, did you?
There's ones that you like hook up to
powder.
The spigot,
right?
And it fills up like 25 or 50 balloons all at the same time.
I don't know why those did.
We played with those. And then I got some of those, but they have, like, coloring in them.
That's cool.
Red and blue, and you play on red and blue teams. I think I gave them to my nephew.
Does it, like, stain your body blue?
No, it washes off.
It's all washable,
yeah. But can you see it? Like, does it stay on you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
It's like paintball, but with water balloons.
Yeah, I asked them to send me pictures, but I sent this to them, like, 4 years ago. I still don't think they play with them, so they're probably no good.
No, they're still in the closet. They're disintegrated.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
So I'm still thinking Will's about possibly going to maybe Dice Tower Con. I've talked to a couple different people about a possibility for getting a ride down there. And then Fisher Heaton Games has agreed to take Steam Court with us, with them, and sell it from their booth, which is pretty awesome. So if you're looking for Steam Court and you're at Dice Tower Con...
It's only going to have like 10 copies left, right?
We'll see how big of a box we can get to them. you can pick that up, and then I'm thinking about if I get a ride.
And if you pre-order it, we will sign the box.
Ooh, autographed copies. Pick
it's
them
too late now.
Hour. Yeah, when you get this, when this goes live,
there might still be like a one-hour chance. 2 days to order.
That'd be cool.
We are probably going to do a cookout and maybe
play some board games.
Definitely play board games. Maybe do a, maybe shoot a video review.
Good idea. Yeah, we're a little, there's plenty of those to do.
Because we only have like 50 to do between now and Gen Con.
What's the next video that you guys are working on?
Well, the next, our Rorik, Dawn of Kiev, which we'll talk about in a few weeks, and it's a prototype from Peacekeeper Games, and Rising 5. We'll do that. Those are the next two.
We just shot, and this will be live by the time you guys see it, but we just shot Rick Raiders from Kids Table Gaming.
Yeah.
And that'll be live on the channel if you want to check that one out. That's a pretty hot game right now that a lot of people are checking out. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And what are you guys shooting?
Sea of Plunder goes out this week.
Okay.
And then Herbalism and Picoco.
Picoco first.
One of you steals that from us.
No.
Let's steal it.
Katie. We've got it locked in the car. Okay. I can't get it.
Maybe Picoco next because people are asking to see that kind of stuff.
We'll do that one.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised Will didn't like sneak it out of the bag at game night and put it into his
bag. How do you know it's in your car? Locked in your car.
Yeah. I was counting the games. I was like, one of them is missing. Oh, wait. Picoco's here. I don't know which one it is.
The other one that Melissa and I are working on is the Rise of Fenris review from Stonemaier Games, which is the last expansion to the Scythe, World of Scythe.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We're planning to play the co-op mode.
Tomorrow.
Which will be past.
Yeah, we've got Shogunate, which we just played as well, from
Indie Boards and Carts.
One of those.
And I'm playing Jetpack Joyride.
Oh, from Lucky Duck Games?
Yeah. So this bunch is coming out. You guys be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and check out all that goodness.
Yeah.
And then Kevin looked like he had more thing to say, but he doesn't.
But if you hadn't seen our I can say something because I always got something to say.
Yeah.
The Origins recap videos, if you hadn't seen those, check our YouTube channel because we have like 4 or 5 different videos for each day of the week from Origins.
Yeah, interviews with a bunch of new games that are coming.
And there's some actually like announcements that they were talking about like on our...
Yeah, cool new stuff that nobody's really talking about. Yet, so definitely worth a check. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next time. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you!